Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brand. Today is day 28 of Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua, the Righteousness of Yahweh Elohim. Psalm 119, 137 to 144. Righteous are you, Adonai, and your judgments are upright. You have commanded righteousness, your testimonies, and great faithfulness. My zeal has consumed me because my foes forgot your words. Your word is thoroughly refined, and your servant loves it. I am insignificant and despised, yet I have not forgotten your precepts. Your justice is righteousness forever, and your Torah is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your mitzvot are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Make me understand so I may live. It is important to understand the righteousness of Yahweh Elohim and what he expects of those he has redeemed. It is because of what Yeshua did for us that we can stand as righteous in God's eyes. Because he has made us righteous in Messiah Yeshua, we are to walk out his righteousness in our lives as his people. The beginning of this Psalm 119, actually Psalm 119 is an acrostic psalm where each section is a letter of the alphabet, and this one is the letter Zadik. The proper name of the 18th letter of the alphabet is Zadi, but it is commonly called Zadik. The letter symbolizes the righteousness of God and devout human beings, another reason for the Zadik pronunciation. The letter Zadi is the 18th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, having the numeric value of 90. The righteous one refers to the Almighty, who is called the righteous and upright one, devoid of every conceivable injustice. No other being can have an essence so pure that is without deficiency and cannot become further perfected. Deuteronomy 32:4, He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Similarly, King Solomon's description, the Zadik is the foundation, or Zadik is the foundation of the world, alludes to God, who sustains the entire world. Proverbs 10:25. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked are no more, but the foundation of the righteous is everlasting. Aslos R. Akiva explains that Zadik symbolizes God's ultimate righteousness toward people, which is defined as his gift of knowledge, understanding, and the power of intelligent speech through which the world can endure. The term Zadik is also applied to human beings who emulate God's righteousness by conducting themselves with integrity, truth, and justice. Just as the supreme Zadik allows every element of creation its due measure of time, space, and matter, so does a human Zadik render his fellow man all their due in each situation. Such a man's life is an unending pattern of justice, unbiased by his personal interest. He views everything objectively in accordance with the Torah dictum, Deuteronomy 16:20, justice, justice shall you pursue. The divine Zedek sustains and protects the world. Through his merits, the human Zedek too sustains and protects the world. Noah, who started the world anew after the flood, is called a Zadik. Genesis 6:9. Abraham is described as the foremost of all Zadikim because he taught mankind the idea of the Creator, thus providing spiritual sustenance which ranks higher than the physical. Joseph is called the Zadik, the foundation of the world, because he nourished the populations of many lands during the Great Famine. He also learned appellation of Zadik by virtue of his moral strength in resisting the temptation of Potiphar's wife. Just as the angels are God's messengers in heaven, so are the Zadikim his ambassadors on earth. But a Zadik is even greater than an angel, for an angel carries out his master's will automatically. But a Zadik serves God of his own free choice. Defining righteousness. The term righteousness is represented by the Hebrew word of Zadik, Dalet, and Kuf. This root basically denotes conformity to ethical or moral standards. To be straight according to a norm or standard, we see this in Deuteronomy 4:6-9 and Philippians 3:6. apparent contradictions with Paul? None whatsoever. Romans 3:30 and Romans 2:13 explain this. And again, in my notes, you'll have more detail, but I'm not going over every single scripture that I put in these notes. Implications of the Hebrew room Zadik involves weight and measures, Leviticus 19:36. Preserving shalom and prosperity in the community, Proverbs 14:34. Plowing, sowing, and reaping, Hosea 10:12. In the Tanakh, it means to be innocent and to be righteous were one and the same, Exodus 23:7. Ezekiel 3:20, 18:24, and 33:13. These represent Zadik in the plural, indicating that good deeds proceed from one's religious character. The righteous among the citizens of B'nai Israel are those who cling to the Torah of Hashem, even in the midst of persecution. Matthew 5:10, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Romans 1:16 and 17, for I am not ashamed of the good news, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who trusts, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. In it is the righteousness of God is revealed from trust to trust, as it is written, but the righteous shall live by emunah. Romans 10:3 and 4, for being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit themselves to the righteousness of God. For Messiah is the goal of the Torah as a means of righteousness for everyone who keeps trusting. Romans 8:10, but if Messiah is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. Ephesians 4:23 and 24, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And Ephesians 6:14, stand firm then, buckle the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. Shalom and Yeshua.